Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, that's about right, Dan.
Yeah.
Shutout last night. Lead is down to 4.5 in the American League Central. Still in control of this. Still in a good spot with Scooble on the mound.
What are you, the pucker factor is getting there.
Well, there is a pucker factor, John. Mm-hmm. You want to do that
again?
That's
the pucker
people sound. And what did AJ say? Like, pressure packed, I think, was one of the quotes after the game yesterday. And they shouldn't run from the fact that there's... Thank you, Mike. That there's pressure on them right now. Don't run from it. Embrace it and actually do something about it today. And you got Tarek Skubal on the mound. It's the guy you'd want to have pitching when you have pressure.
Mm-hmm. That's an ace. Step up and be an ace. And now all of a sudden, you put it back above 5 games, the lead, and you firmly place that pressure back on Cleveland. Because Cleveland right now, okay, yeah, they're talking about, can we catch the Tigers for the division? They're simply worried about, we're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot. We're not even in the playoffs. Let's take the first step and get to that point before we even start talking about the division. They just simply want to be in the postseason. So go ahead and take that one game and double it up.
Well, they're in this position that we were in a year ago, this like...
Underdog,
yeah. Not supposed to be here. Just go to the ballpark, and if we lose, well, we're not supposed to be here. But if we win, it stacks, and you build momentum. For the Tigers, they've been in first place for like 150 days.
Right.
The idea that this would even get close is embarrassing. And the idea that it could get within 3.5 today, you start to talk about a collapse. So there's pressure on Detroit. But don't run from it. Win today, and it's 5.5 with 9 games to go, and it's not mathematically over. But you've put the screws to Cleveland. This is such a big baseball game later today.
It is, but I'm not, I think embarrassing, like if it gets close, which it is getting close.
That is embarrassing. They're at 15.5 games, John.
All right, yeah, but there's ebbs and flows of an entire season. When it's done with 162, you add them up. Did you win? Yeah. Okay, let's go move on to the postseason. We're the division winners.
If you play,
we're the ones selling the t-shirts and the ball caps.
If you play loser baseball for 3 months, that's embarrassing.
Well, okay, so... The Guardians played loser baseball for 3 months.
It
just happened to be at the beginning of the season.
And that was embarrassing. I mean, that we don't have to like get cute about it.
You play better baseball for 162. You win the division. There's nothing embarrassing about that.
If you let someone back in the race because you're not playing well, that's embarrassing. You don't like the word choice? Fine. Use a different word. It's not good.
I just don't agree with your point of view. If they win this division, I'm not going to be embarrassed how they won it.
I'll be embarrassed with the way they're playing.
Okay, fine. But again, it's how you want to see it. That's fine. But if they get to the postseason and they're out in and they don't get a top two seed and they're out in that 3-game series, that's embarrassing.
248-539-9797. Look, there's tensions are high right now with this baseball team. I expect Scooble to pitch a gem today. Expect them to win today. I still feel like they're winning this division. We said yesterday, just split the Flaherty and Scooble starts. Lose both, then you welcome in a little bit of anxiety, a little nervous energy. Still mathematically up 3.5 games, still under 10 to go, but then there's 3 with Cleveland looming. And suddenly, you're not even just fighting for a bye, you're fighting for your division if you lose today. I don't want to be in that spot.
No, no one wants to be in that spot. I'd rather be in this spot than where Cleveland's at.
Yeah.
Or where Houston's at.
Yeah. Houston's the team, what? They're chasing us now?
Yeah, they're what?
Seattle lost.
Yeah, yeah. But you also have the advantage over them because you have the tiebreaker.
That is the difference. We should be, in a weird way, you don't want either Houston or Seattle to get too hot the last 10.
Well, I don't care.
But of the two, you'd rather it be Houston because you have the tiebreaker over Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if they win today, they kind of figuratively sew up the division because of the math. If they lose today, I do think the division becomes a problem. And I never would have ever thought that they'd be in this spot. I thought they had the two seed sewed up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's just, they're 7-14 in their last 21. I mean, it's 333 baseball. That's losing every series, basically.
It's especially for a team that, I mean, how many series in a row did they win before the All-Star break? And I'm not counting Seattle, all that stuff, but that was the trend. It was, hey, well, we stack series win on top of series wins. How many times have we heard AJ talk about that?
Exactly. And that's the DNA of the team, and they've lost that. I will say, what are they, 300-500, you'd said?
Since? Yeah, 26-29 post-All-Star break.
They have been very streaky in that 26-29. They had a really, really, really bad streak. Then they had a good streak and got back to 25-500, which has been their ceiling, and now they're on a bad one. So maybe this thing's about to flip, just because that's what they've been the second half of the season.
Ticket text. I think we need to get the old bit of Wojo's panic in Tiger Town out. They missed the float drop off at the Lazy River. I think they will limp through this, but not earn the bye. That's signed Dan up north.
Well, that's the one that's most at risk right now.
Yes. Texter says the Tigers need to get going. They need to get the bats going. Scooble can pitch lights out today, but if we don't score any runs again, we're not going to win. Says, also, am I the only one who hates everybody on the Guardians? I want to punch them all in the face. They're a frustrating baseball team to face.
They are. And, I mean, especially like when Ramirez comes up, you're like, he's just such a good baseball player. And Stephen Kwan, the plays that he makes in the outfield, like there are things that you can respect about the team. You don't have to like it. They can still be punchable, but there are things that do frustrate you about them because they do have good baseball players.
Hi, guys. This feels like the Minnesota meltdown. Darren and Goodrich.
Not that bad.
Guys, this isn't a good baseball team. The first half was a mirage. Waters found its level. They just aren't good enough, and they'll be a quick out in the playoffs.
That may be true. But, take care of that when you get to the playoffs.
Chad Ticketex in two very extreme scenarios. Either Scooble mows them down today and the Tigers stop the bleeding, or Scooble goes down with a season-ending injury and we limp into the playoffs only to be bounced in the first round.
Okay, if Scooble is not a part of the equation in the postseason, you're getting bounced.
Your emotions. We were annoyed yesterday that this isn't wrapped up. John, you said you're mad today that it's not wrapped up.
Yeah, it's just when you have a performance like Flaherty, and he did string two good performances in a row. Like yesterday was a winnable performance. Mm-hmm. But then you only get four hits. You don't have any action on the base paths. You're at home. You have this chance to drive a nail into the coffin of the Guardians, and you don't. It's frustrating. And at some point, I've switched last night from frustration to anger. But there are plenty of games left to play. 10. Today is a Scooble start and get the hammer out.
Yeah,
set the nail.
Yeah, win today. Back up to 5.5.
Yeah.
9 to go. Got the best pitcher on planet Earth pitching.
Yeah.
People are concerned if they lose, though. It means you get swept by. You don't think he's the best pitcher on planet Earth?
I don't know. Paul Skeens.
Okay.
Do you want to argue that?
No, I'm just going to retract the statement. You got the best pitcher in the American League on the mound today.
I mean, that's a lot of people.
Right. There might be some guy that nobody knows about. Yeah.
What we do know about Paul Skeens.
Yeah. If the Tigers were in any other division, they would be out of the playoffs. They're just not good enough. Guys, you have to remember, even Scott Harris said we're not ready to compete for the World Series, because if they were ready, he would have made the necessary moves to put us over the top. Remember, that's what he said. So if your GM doesn't think you can win it all, Randy in Livonia. Here's Jim again, doom and gloom, sky's falling. You're going to lose some over 162.
So it is a matter of perspective. I'm looking at it as our manager has talked about for years. It's one of 162. And it's kind of the same way I always looked at an NFL schedule. That's why I always talk about the importance. Last year, I harped on the importance of that Tampa Bay game, week two, where you red zone 1-7. Okay, I'm not going to rehash all of that. But you never know when one of those games is going to come back to bite you at the end. Because game number 5,
they all count,
counts as much as game number 155.
They count the same to the standings, but how you're playing at the end of the year is more important than how you're playing at the start of the year.
How you're playing in the playoff matters most.
Yes, and the better indicator of how you're going to be playing in the postseason is probably not what you did in April and probably more of what you did in September.
There's been a lot of teams that have limped into the playoffs, and then all of a sudden they get hot in the playoffs and they end up playing for a World Series.
But those would appear to be outliers. The way you've been playing for 3 months is probably a better indicator than what you did 4 or 5 months ago, right?
You take into account everything you've done in this season. And, you know, and the expectations are high for the Tigers because they've done it. We've seen them do it. We've seen them do it recently against good pitching, against good teams. The Yankees, they're not the best team. They're not a team that if you put them in any division in the National League, are they winning a division? No, they're not even going to win their own division, but they're probably a playoff team. And you might play them in the postseason. You got the Boston Red Sox coming up. Are they better than you?
No, Detroit took the 3 earlier this year. Detroit may take the next 3. I'm not telling you get in the playoffs and find out what happens, but this is an inspiring. This is an uninspiring, not just a week, not just a month, but 3 months of uninspiring baseball. I'm supposed to ignore it?
So when they win the division, you won't celebrate?
I'd be thrilled to see them win a division for the first time in 11 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But do I think it's going to amount to anything at this point? I don't.
It might be anticlimactic to you because you celebrated the division win back in June.
Late July.
Oh, yeah. Okay, July. Sorry, wrong month with the J.
Actually, early July. Yeah. Well, Stoney, it was 4th of July, right around the 4th of July.
This is what happens when I'm out. This is why I don't take a lot of vacation.
To be clear, Tom, the very next week, you, several months later, we all expect them to win this division. You got there a little later, but we all expect them to win this division.
Yeah, I expected them to win the division. I just didn't declare it closed.
Right.
So, yes, would you rather go into the postseason more inspired than you are right now? Is there a situation where you could be better than you are right now? Sure. But the whole goal is playing when the season is over and half the Major League Baseball teams are on vacation.
This is when we need the coach speak to come out. Because when you're in October, it is 0-0.
0-0. Yep.
It's the ultimate coach speak. It's probably really annoying, but 0-0.
Right, but we can't treat everything as if it's equal. For example, having the first round bye is a much more advantageous position than just being in the postseason.
Sure, but it doesn't eliminate you.
No, it doesn't. But we've explained with this specific baseball team the difference it makes when you don't have a deep rotation to throw Skubal in games one and potentially a game five. If you don't get the bye, you get one Skubal start.
True. I think we've been arguing for the past 2 months that if they had a deeper rotation, they wouldn't be in this position
right.
to endanger the two seed.
And that's the difference from the people who said this was a mirage in the first half of the season. They really weren't good. They have a flaw that they didn't have in the first half of the season. It's called starting pitching.
Right. Mize was an all-star in the first half.
Yeah, and then you lost two-fifths of your rotation, too.
Olsen's hurt. Jobe's out.
Yeah. So they're not that team, and it's showing on the field. And look, the hitting's been the problem the last couple nights. They should have won one of these games.
I know.
Probably they should have won the game where Carpenter homered.
Yes.
And they're right. just not getting timely hitting. I think you can tie a Gleyber Torres September slump to what's happening right now. He's 7-50 in September. That's not good enough. He was an all-star. When your all-stars aren't playing like all-stars right now, this is what you get. The team's flawed. They're way more flawed than they were in the first half of the season. There is some, I hate using this word, excuses here, but excuses could have been addressed.
People don't like it when I bring that up. It comes up on the ticket text quite a bit, though, and it's going to come up a lot, especially if they flatline here.
And I think situationally, too, I think it's fair game to question AJ a little bit on the Carpenter situation. I don't know how a guy that hits this many home runs and has that power and definitely has a... He has a little bit of a presence for the moment. Doesn't play more. That he's never going to go against righties. And then last night, you're pinch hitting Ibanez for Meadows, who had two of the Tigers' four hits.
Either you believe in the platoon stuff or you don't.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to do feel. You can't always just trust those specific numbers right there. I mean, you had you moved Meadows up to leadoff last night.
Yeah.
You know, so he's...
And he's been one of their better bats in September. I understand.
He's earned that. But he was a key part last year in September. If he's playing like he did last September, trust it instead of, you know,
but
good
this
old
is
Andy.
This is the fork in the road.
The field, though, I would argue. Not whether you want to disagree with it or not.
But I think this is the fork in the road. Like, yeah, if you were the Dodgers and you had like four or five everyday studs that you played righties or lefties, and then you platooned a couple guys, but their philosophy is aggressive platooning. Because I don't think they have, I hate to even do this, they don't have a Bregman at third base, right? They don't have a ton of these studs everywhere. So their approach, because of the way the roster is constructed, is to lean more into Andy Ibanez is our pinch hitter. If you want to fix that, get better players.
I know. And the Meadows thing is certainly nitpicky, and it's Monday morning quarterbacking. I won't back down from the Carpenter thing. Sometimes he's too good to keep off the field.
I agree. Especially when you see him come in, even in pinch hit. And I know it's against the righty, but he hits a home run.
Very quickly for the bye, Mariners and Astros play each other this weekend. And then the Mariners do close with the Dodgers. Mm. But they get the Rockies in between.
is that in Colorado?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, the big dumper might hit five.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how many different teams we're watching the schedule of? It's the Tigers, yeah. It's the Guardians,
but
it's the Mariners,
it's the
Astros.
But that's what makes it so much
Astros.
Fun at this time of year.
It sure beats where it was 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm annoyed by it. I did not think I'd be doing this on September 18th.
Mm-hmm. Jeff in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. So when I look at these two teams, the Guardians and the Tigers, the Tigers are last year's Guardians. Last year's Guardians got off to a great start. They had guys who you would think never would be all-stars like David Fry, like McKinstry for the Tigers were. And then in the second half, they faded. The Royals ran them down. And when Pasquantino got hurt for the Royals, the Royals faded away, and that's how they won the division. And so I look at these two teams, and the comparisons are very eerily similar when you look at it. So that's how I see it. I think from the Cleveland standpoint, it's more realistic for the wild card than it is to catch the Tigers, especially with Skubal going today. But that's my take on it. I look at these two teams and I see the 2025 Tigers look like a lot like me to the 2024 Guardians.
Sign us up for the ALCS.
I'll say, I'd take that. That means we're winning the division. We're winning a playoff series. We're playing in the ALCS.
Yeah, for a chance to go to the World Series.
I don't think he meant that as a dig, but we had some people texting that in yesterday. Like, oh, we're just going to do what Cleveland did a year ago.
Okay, well, we'll see in the what will be in the Final Four.
What Cleveland did a year ago would be the best Tigers season since 2013.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not like, if you gave me a choice right now, sign up for that, I'd take it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.